We hear this morning from schools across the area, and we're going to start in the north with this report from Mariah Jeske's sixth graders in Ely.
Hello, this is the phonology report for the Ely area for the week of April 2nd through the 9th. My name is Henry, and I am reporting from the sixth grade class in Ely Memorial Middle School. Our temperatures have been pretty chilly, with only a high of 33 degrees in on April 8th, and a low was negative three degrees that same day. We gained about 45 more minutes of daylight in the last 2 weeks. With that extra daylight, many students are commenting on that the sun is much warmer and melting snow. Even though we only had one day above freezing in the last week, many students commented that the lakes are very noisy, cracking over the booming of the temperature changes. Sarah was out on Farm Lake over the weekend and said her dad's ice auger almost bottomed out because there was so much ice. Spring is slow to show with plants in our area. Buds have been observed by students on the pussy willow, goldenrod, poplar, and apple trees. Caden noticed that deer and grouse were eating buds off their small maple trees, so they put a fence around it. Leo saw some deer eating lichen off trees. There are many animal observations. Numerous students saw trumpeter swans. Many of them are on Shagwell Lake near Winton. Isaiah noticed a blue jay and what he thought was a cardinal over food at the bird feeder. Caden saw a robin in his front yard looking for worms on the ground where the snow melted, but wasn't having much success because the ground was still frozen. We had reports of red poles being seen by both Asher and Chase. Esther came in with a recording of robins that she heard on her way to school. Although it has been a cold April so far, there are sights that spring is slowly coming. We are enjoying the extra warmth we feel from the sun this time of year. Thanks for listening to the Ely Phonology Report.
Thank you, Henry. Nice job. Lots of good things going on up there. Apparently, the kids are seeing lots of robins. They're doing better than I am. I have not seen a robin yet this year, and it's not for lack of trying. I suspect that there are a few robins in the area, but really the major population of robins, I suspect, is still south of here waiting for things to warm up a bit. Our next report comes from the kids at Roosevelt Elementary School in Virginia, Minnesota. Chris Holmes is the teacher.
Hello, my name is Anthony Gershaber. I'm also called TJ. I am reporting from Mr. Holmes' fifth grade class in Virginia, Minnesota. This is our Roosevelt Elementary School phonology for Tuesday, April 10th, 2018. The sap stopped running in the maple trees during spring break and hasn't started back up yet. My class has collected 20 gallons of sap so far. Even though it has been cold, we've seen mallards, Canada geese, golden eyes, and mergansers walking to Silver Lake. Last week on Wednesday, we spotted the first blue heron of the year. We were walking by the edge of the lake and saw it in the cattails. Gage and his little brother spent time on Saturday feeding ducks on Silver Lake, but had trouble keeping the ring-billed gulls away from the french fries and popcorn he was throwing to the mallards. Autumn's mom almost ran over a red fox on their way home from volleyball practice. They both screamed out loud and missed the fox. People are still skiing in the woods of North Virginia. There are 14 inches of snow still on the ground in the shady spots as Simon was skiing. Chipmunk popped up from the hole in front of him, then popped back down again. Demon watched a hawk circle over Silver Lake on Friday. Cold, strong wind. Fred saw one too by his house on Highway 7. Mackenzie spotted a weasel run across the Mesabi College parking lot. She noted that The butt and the head were turning brown. Emma counted 30 bald eagles on Friday at the landfill just outside of town. That's our report for this week. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you, TJ. Nice job. Lots of good things going on up there. Blue herons, golden eyes, mergansers, mallards, Canada geese, all on Silver Lake in town there. 14 inches of snow on the ground. That's pretty good. And somebody saw a weasel. And the weasel is turning to its color brown for the summer. And that will serve it well in a month or so when the snow is gone. It may not take that long. I may be exaggerating. Our next report comes from Cherry, Minnesota.
Hi, my name is Adeline.
Hi, my name is Avi.
We are from Cherry School in Mr. Rosini's fifth grade class.
I will be reading last week's phenology observations.
Wesley noticed that there was longer days. Mason saw a goose. Alex saw a red-winged blackbird. And Julie saw a geese.
I will be reading you this week's phenology observation. Lydia saw cattails, Julie saw sandhill crane, and Julie noticed that trees started to bud. Gigi could hear a woodpecker, and Xander saw a robin. This is all we have for our phenology. Thank you.
Thank you from Mr. Rossini's class. And we have red-winged blackbirds. That's good to see, good to hear. And woodpeckers are drumming. Yes, I hear the woodpeckers around here. In fact, I walked up on a big pileated woodpecker that was hammering away at a white pine yesterday. And sandhill cranes, they are definitely in the area, though they have eluded me so far. I'll find them, though. Our next report comes from Bemidji Northern Elementary School. Jeff Wade is the teacher there.
Hello, everyone. This is Izzy from Northern Elementary with your phenology report for Friday, April 6th. Benny and his mom saw 5 eagles on their way to Walmart. Hudson saw 2 eagles eating carrion in the ditch. Stephen reported having an up-close encounter with a juvenile eagle on the side of the road. Mrs. Johnson had a robin visit her yard last Thursday. One of the fifth graders from another class cut some branches to place in a jar for observation. Our classroom hydroponic garden has snap peas with pods replacing the flowers. Maria consistently spots a bald eagle by Northdale Oil. Mr. Wade hopes to get some sap flow this week. Temperatures have not been cooperative. Currently, our mink frog tadpoles have grown to an average size of 6.5 centimeters. Our rainbow trout have a range in size of 2.5 to 5 centimeters. We notice more of a variance this year than past years. We will keep you posted on our stocking date. The question in everyone's mind this year is, when will the ice leave the lakes? Thanks for listening to our phenology report.
Nice job, Izzy. I can't tell you when the ice will leave the lakes, although there was an article in the paper last week about a lake on the Iowa-Minnesota border that was still covered in ice, and this was as late a date as ever recorded for, I think it was Buck Lake, and that speaks poorly for the rest of us. I expect that the ice will be a while. We'll still have plenty of ice by the end of this month, I would suspect. Our next report comes from the Bemidji Apple Blossom School, and this is their report.
Hi, my name is Shay.
My name is
Lily.
And my name is Lainey.
We are from Apple Blossom. This week we saw a lot of deer. I saw 12 on the lake by my house. August saw a fox running in his field.
The sunfish were biting, but the trout were not hungry.
I saw 2 birds in my yard. One was an eagle.
Natalie saw an owl eating a rabbit in her yard. There are many swans and geese on the Schoolcraft River and 2 swans on the edge of the open Mississippi. Today they were stretching their wings. In our sit spots, we noticed
smooth brown grass.
Maple seeds and pine cones on the bare ground.
Chickadees.
Buds swelling on willows and aspens.
It smells like spring.
That's all for this week.
That was a pretty good load of things for this week. Thank you so much. The buds are starting to swell. I'm seeing a bit more development on the aspen trees myself, but things are moving rather slowly towards spring, so we'll just have to bear up, because really there's nothing we can do about it.
Those voices cheered us up.
Oh, they did. The voices. It's always wonderful to hear the kids and to know that they're out checking out the world that they live in. That's a great thing. You're right. Our final report this week comes from the sixth graders at the North Shore Community School. Robbie Teege is the teacher there.
Hello from North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of April 1st, 2018. My name is Zoe, and I'm your phenologist for this week. Well, it's April, and we think April Fool's Day has turned into April Fool's Week. The weather continues to be very moody. It is a mix of sunny bright skies to cloudy dark skies. The temperature has varied from above freezing to below freezing. And that doesn't do too well with the maple tree tapping we've been doing. On Tuesday the 3rd, many of us experienced a light dusting of snow in up to 1 inch in places. On Wednesday the 4th, the sky was bright blue and the sun was bright, but the temperature was still freezing cold. On the afternoon of Tuesday the 5th, we saw many snow flurries as we looked out the window during class. Some kids went outside without jackets, but it was a little too cold and windy for that. On Friday the 6th, the snow flurries continued to fly in a strong wind. The sap flow from our maple trees in our school forest has been very inconsistent due to the extreme temperature rises and drops. Joby saw a boreal owl at her house on the 1st, and Rebecca noticed an owl perched on top of the tree on April 2nd, but she didn't know what kind it was. And Haley also noticed an owl on the 4th. Also, Lydia saw an albino rabbit at her bird feeder on the 4th. Dina's horses have been shedding their winter coats, and I bet now are probably a little cold with the new cold weather. Many people have been seeing eagles, and Brooke and Lily both saw 3 river otters. Ravens and crows have been carrying nest-building materials to trees. Oak branch from the week of March 8th has leaves on it and has an acorn left over from the last year. Malachi's tree has grown many extra little growths on sticks, and they are covered with bits of sap. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you so much. Nice to hear from the folks over there. A boreal owl. Those guys on the North Shore, honest to God, they get to see more interesting things. I'm envious at times. Now we're going to round out our program with a report from the Brainerd Friends of Nature Club and the Crow Wing Homeschool. These are both schools in the Brainerd area. And we have... these are brand new, and we're anxious to hear from them.
Discovery Woods Friends of Nature Club, Brainerd, Minnesota. The week of April 1st, 2018. This report brought to you by Anna Fisher and Jackson Stanley Hardy.
This week we saw crows gathering nesting material and a bald eagle eating a deer carcass.
We had a first of the year sightings, a great blue heron and a robin. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This is the Crow Wing Homeschool Phenologist reporting for the week of April 1st. My name is Rowan King.
And my name is Shai King.
I'm your phenologist for the week. We have many first season sightings, including
porcupines, chipmunks, great blue heron,
red
tadpoles, swans, Canada geese, cackling geese, mergansers, purple finch, robins, male cardinal, poplar buds, and mink tracks. Signing off. Thanks for listening.
Two great reports, just wonderful reports from the Brainerd area. Jessica Bleichner is the naturalist who is leading those groups. And thank you so much. Those were delightful. And I hope that we will hear more from all of the involved above. A couple of other emails that came in. One from Michelle, who is the teacher down at Prairie Creek Community School. She said, we weren't able to do a podcast this week, but we did see a flock of over 100 snow geese making their way to the northwest. They broke out of their V formation and murmurated in the vicinity of two eagles who were in the area they were flying into. There's open water on many of our ponds and lakes, but nothing is ice-free yet. We've seen a few more herons, and there are many, many red-tailed hawks and kestrels. And then from our good friend Ian, who is an observer and a phenologist in the Minneapolis area, he says, no new phenology events to report for this week. Have been enjoying a chorus of robins and cardinals at sunset. Hope you and the rest of KAXE are doing great up north. Ian. Thanks, Ian. Envious of your chorus of cardinals and robins. I'd settle for either one or the other, but I haven't heard either one. I did hear some robins singing a couple of weeks ago in Brainerd and a cardinal singing in Brainerd, but it's been a long sort of hiatus. It's like spring hit the pause button and we're just waiting, and we will cover more of that coming up next in the Phenology Show.